and Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw Count Out, the top 10 Count Out Wrestling Show. It's been how many episodes and I still don't have an intro for the show?
You don't.
The best countdown wrestling show. It's not even that. Not
just
even
say like that the only show's not wrestling like countdown show here at youtube.com/ Steven Larson. How about that?
We've got new office space coming up and a new era for countdown.
Count out.
What do we call it? Count out?
You said countdown.
We should have you do the intro.
Fine.
Do things a little bit different.
I just did. I thought it went pretty well.
So I'll say, we'll start from scratch.
All right.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson, and welcome to Count Out, the only countdown show here on youtube.com/ Steven Larson.
Very good.
I can do it. Just one sentence. Beyond that.
I know, but I never remember the sentence because I've had it before and I always forget the sentence. Anyways.
It's because we only do this once a week, whereas we do everything else multiple times during the course of a week. It's muscle memory.
We're available not just on YouTube, where you can hit the subscribe and notify button. Make sure you're always getting your Going In Raw content. We're also available wherever fine podcasts can be found, and Spotify now, which is great. If you're listening to this on a podcast app, be sure to leave a rating or a review.
Yeah.
Really helps boost the exposure of the show. If you also want to find a different way to support Going In Raw, you have a couple extra quarters to throw our way, a couple extra bits, if you will. You can do so at the Patreon, patreon.com/ Steven Larson. You would need... eight bits is a dollar to be a patron.
Yeah,
be a patron.
Talking's hard sometimes.
Oh man, I'm just ready to be done with the day. It's like raining outside.
I know, it's very gloomy. I just want some soup.
Yeah,
put on some sweats.
I like a bed,
sit on the couch, watch some, I don't know, some wrestling I haven't seen yet.
I want to binge watch or like watch a documentary.
Yeah, that sounds
like
good too.
The Old West or something.
Yeah.
The Civil War documentary. Lots of really great pictures of like really messed up things, like dead bodies and stuff. So anyways, it was revealed last week on, or this past week on Raw, that Braun Strowman is going to be competing against The Bar, Sheamus and Cesaro at WrestleMania for their tag team championships.
But his win in this tag team battle royal was not without some controversy, because there was some dispute over whether his victory will stand, because Braun, despite his obvious powers, is not a tag team. He is a monster among men.
He is one monster, not plural monsters.
Yes. Yeah. So it remains to be seen whether his win on Raw will stand, and if so, whether he'll be allowed to compete by himself against The Bar, or if he'll be forced to find a partner, or if a partner will be arranged for him. And that's what this show is going to be about today, the latter scenario primarily.
We're going to be trying to convince the WWE who should be paired with Braun.
Yeah.
And we're going to start off with number 10.
10.
Kalisto!
So a lot of these entries, I'll just spoil it now, are people that Braun has a history with, whether predominantly people he has feuded against.
I'll say this, though.
Barring a couple exceptions.
So yeah, we looked at his history, and we saw, you know, who would fit storyline-wise with Braun.
Yeah.
But it's also a wide variety of character types.
Yes.
So it does span. It's like, it's not just, oh, Braun would match up good with, like, Killian Dane. That'd be kind of cool. We do have a couple of hosses on here.
Yeah.
That we feel he'd match up good with and has some history with.
Yes.
So Kalisto, of course, Braun Strowman, and Kalisto's history is probably best remembered by when Braun referred to Kalisto as
garbage.
And threw him in the
dumpster.
Yeah, there you go.
During a dumpster match.
And so it would be an odd pairing. Number one, it'd be a really cool pairing of styles. The giant, powerful monster Braun and the little tiny flying guy, lucha shit, Kalisto. What?
Never mind.
I said lucha shit.
Yeah.
And so that could be a lot of fun, watching Braun throw Kalisto at things. Of course, you know, this would be in a case where like maybe Braun was desperate to find a partner.
Yeah.
And nobody would partner with him.
You know what? I
and
think
he came across Kalisto.
Something tells me that it's not going to be a situation where Braun is desperate to find a partner.
No.
I think it's going to be a situation where Kurt Angle says to him, you need to have a partner. And if Braun says no, Kurt will arrange it for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be that.
And so storyline wise, these are people that just make sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So Kalisto would be a lot of fun. I think that they can, you know, harken back. Kalisto would be basically trying to get the respect of Braun, maybe, after Braun referred to him as
garbage.
That's right. Number nine.
Nine.
Roman Reigns.
Yeah, Roman might have other plans for WrestleMania, but
that has never stopped him in the recent past from pulling double duty. We True. Saw him do this on a Monday Night Raw not that long ago when Seth Rollins had his back up against the wall. He was set to take on, I think, probably T-Bar. Jason Jordan was injured, and he looked to Roman Reigns, who had already had a match to kick off the show.
True.
And he was, I believe they probably were in the main event for that one. So he's been known to pull double duty. Him
These
and Braun
have a lengthy history. One of the best feuds of 2017, mm-hmm. Roman versus Braun. Mm-hmm. It could come to a point, even though Roman defeated Braun to win Elimination Chamber, where Kurt Angle can say, Braun, I found someone who's willing to partner with you. Here he is. It's his yard. So I guess he has the say. Meet your partner, Braun, Roman Reigns.
And here's the thing. What do we know? That the WWE is horny to do, Larson.
Give Roman all the belts.
Well, no. Yes. But beyond that, bigger picture, get Roman,
Roman over. And Braun is probably the most over wrestler on Raw right
That's
now.
That's right. And so the way to get Roman over is to have him pair with Get These Hands.
Yes.
And I think that'd be fantastic. The fans, I think, would actually eat it up. Think about it. He helps out Braun to win the tag titles. They're tag champions. Fans would pop big for that.
Oh, yeah.
They would pop huge. And they might remember how they felt 7 hours earlier in the show when he comes out to face Brock Lesnar, and they might pop for him there as well. I think it's a possibility.
7 hours is a long time. No, they're not going to pop
for Roman's. A really long time.
They're not going to pop for Roman's victory over Brock Lesnar.
They're going to forget all about that. What if Braun comes out with Roman? And they're holding those tag teams. So he's like, remember me.
This is the only way it would work. This is how you end the show with a pop.
Me.
If they're tag champions, Braun comes out at the end of the show to celebrate with Roman and then power slams the living hell out of him to end WrestleMania.
That could be cool, yeah.
That would garner a massive pop.
All right, well, that's not the pop I'm talking about. They want to get Roman over. I think it's a great way to do it.
Nah.
Have him be the partner.
Great, no. Decent, yeah, maybe.
Number eight.
Eight.
James Ellsworth.
So let's go all the way back to the first Raw after the brand split. Of course, Braun drafted the Raw. Everybody else in the Wyatt family goes to SmackDown. And who does Braun face in his very first match as a singles competitor post-brand split?
James Ellsworth.
Yes.
It became Braun's road to where he is now.
Yes.
And of course, James Ellsworth himself had a fantastic 1 year career in the WWE after that.
Mm-hmm.
Great feud with AJ Styles. Great comic relief character. He became Carmella's valet. And this would get such a huge pop. I think more than anything with this one, I would love it for James Ellsworth.
Mm-hmm.
I would love it for him. I think it would be so much fun to see the look on his face when he is announced as Braun's partner. It would be so much fun. Whether or not, like, he would be a total liability for Braun.
But that's fine.
No, that's totally fine.
I mean, I think the idea is that Braun's going to more or less win the tag title single-handedly.
I think so, yes. Yeah. So that could be a lot of fun, mainly because I'd love to see. And this would get one of the biggest pops out of any of these names. This would get one of the biggest pops.
Also, there's a bit of crossover in their respective catchphrases. Of course, Braun, get these hands.
Mm-hmm. And James Ellsworth.
Is with anybody with two hands is a fighting chance or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So there's
get
something.
These fighting hands.
There you go.
And that's what the name of their tag team could be.
Yeah.
Fighting hands.
Fighting hands.
I like it. I like it a lot. See, look, we're all full of good ideas.
Yeah. Tons.
We just ate. So we're all creatively now.
Except for another 15 minutes, then I'm going to start getting tired.
Okay, well, let's wrap this up. Number seven!
Seven.
Kane!
So, of course, they just feuded at several instances leading up to the match at the Rumble? Yeah. Kane, Braun, and Brock. Kane was pitching an alliance of sorts to defeat the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Kane, he's out there running for mayor of, what, Knox County, Tennessee?
You got it.
You know, he can be looking to forge alliances, compromises.
Well, we saw him try to collude
with Braun leading up to a match against Brock.
That's right, yeah.
So maybe he can tap
sometimes
into that.
Sometimes I just tune you out.
It's you do.
I don't mean to do it. I honestly don't mean to do it.
It happens all the time.
Sometimes I just look. Here's the thing. It's not that I'm tuning you out. It's that I have pure faith in you to carry the show while I'm formulating my next
thought, try.
Which is usually what you have just said.
Nice try. So anyways, they could tap into that. Kane, flexing his political muscle, tried to forge an alliance with Braun that lasts just long enough for them to win the tag titles.
The question here is...
And then Kane go out on the campaign trail with the title belt.
Yeah.
And you know, he can still wear his mask like he was at that campaign event with the Undertaker.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Which I believe that the best Kane to use in this scenario is, in fact, Glenn Jacobs for mayor.
Yeah.
And it would be Kane with mask, but also
the Jacobs for mayor.
Jacobs for mayor
t-shirt like the old
in.
Raw logo. Yes.
Tucked into pants.
Yes. Nice jeans or Dockers?
No, nice jeans.
All right.
Nice jeans, like dad jeans.
Yeah.
Right. So that would be the Kane that we would see.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be handing out like little yard signs.
Yeah, that's good.
And they'd win the tag championships.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I think that'd be great. Who wouldn't want to see that? And then they go to like a campaign event. Mark is there. Wow, those tag titles look very good on you two fellas. You youngsters. Mark, I'm around your age. That was a terrible Kane. Number six.
Six.
Bray Wyatt, man.
So these two really haven't crossed paths a whole lot. I think there was one face-off during the Rumble after the brand split.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
But apart from that, these two haven't really crossed paths at all.
No,
they have
they
not
have
since
not.
Bray's come back to Raw.
No. Yeah, it's weird.
So, of course, you know, Braun, former member of the Wyatt family.
Mm-hmm.
There's history there.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't tapped at all. Assuming that Bray, or win or lose, Bray comes out of Ultimate Deletion next week with a clean slate, nothing to do for Mania. Put him with Braun.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story to be told
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
Braun, who's now kind of the alpha amongst them,
mm-hmm.
because he's the one who actually wins matches
mm-hmm.
and is booked strong.
Very important part of the process.
Yes, and see how Bray kind of reconciles that with his desire to be the leader.
Yeah.
That could be some interesting dynamic.
No, I like it. And maybe he thinks that he can control Braun
yes.
still, and Braun says, not going to happen.
Yeah.
I just looked at the comic book right there.
Yeah, that's my line.
Yeah, it's your line. What does he say? I'm not finished with you, Bray.
Yeah.
Oh, man, but we're tag team champions together, man. Braun.
You're booked like garbage.
Braun Strowman is telling the truth. He's not a liar. I am booked like garbage. Anyways, no, I think that, like, legitimately, that could actually create, that could be some very interesting storylines that they can get out of
it. Yes, let me ask you a question. Let's say Angle says, all right.
That was my line.
Braun, you're going to have a partner. I feel like it'd be more fun, more effective, more interesting for it to be a surprise to Braun.
Mm.
He realizes, he finds out during the show itself.
Oh, for sure.
Rather than they build up to, they announce his partner next week on Raw and build to it.
No, it'd be a great way. One of the first segments of the show would be a backstage segment where Kurt Angle says, Braun, you need a partner. I will arrange for one for you. It's going to take me some time and you might not know before the match starts. Braun comes out and he's waiting for his partner. And then, doom, 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 doom.
Yeah.
Ding.
Or whomever's music.
Yeah.
We have 10 options here.
Number five.
Five.
Whoa!
Whoa!
It's the Big Show. Of course, they do have a history as well. They had some really, really, like, last good matches, or the last matches, really, that Big Show had in the WWE.
It was that cage match where Braun put him through the cage, of course. There's also the superplex where Braun broke the ring.
Big Show did there was a couple matches. There was that one. Didn't they do one before that, too?
Yeah, yeah. That's the one I was talking about where there was a superplex spot where it broke the ring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then Mark Cohn went
the ref
flying out.
Went
that
flying
was
off,
awesome.
Yeah.
These were fantastic matches.
Mm-hmm.
I could see a couple great things about this. I will guarantee you, just having listened to Braun interviews and understanding how humble he is and how he really does seem to want to learn the business, and he's doing a fantastic job, I could totally see him benefiting even more from holding tag gold with Big Show.
Yeah.
Being out there, traveling with him on the road in Big Show's bus.
Yeah.
Soaking up all that knowledge that he has.
And also, Big Show has teamed with another giant to win tag team titles. He teamed up with Kane.
That's correct, yeah.
At one point. So again, yes, there seems to be probably a lot of knowledge that Big Show could impart to Braun if they were on the road together as tag team champions.
I would
champions.
Also love to see the dynamic on screen in character between Braun and how intense he is and Big Show, who is a more laid back character, and see how, because Big Show, he'll get intense when the situation arises. So I'd love to see that dynamic of Big Show who, you know, Braun, who seems to always be intense.
Yeah.
And Big Show who knows how to turn off and turn
be
on.
All
exactly.
Tranquilo.
Teaching the big man to calm down, which could add some depth and complexity to Braun's character.
Yes.
I think that'd be fantastic.
We'll hear more shoot Braun voice, perchance.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. Exactly. That'd be fun. Number four.
Four.
Alexa Bliss. This is the biggest not going to happen on this list.
Oh, yes.
Because she's not going to fight Thibar. But
she is Braun's mixed match challenge partner.
Their matches and their like weird like sexual tension storyline with the mixed match challenge has been one of my favorite things to watch. It's played up for comedy. It's played up for like romantic comedy type stuff.
Yeah.
Silly scenarios. And I would love to see it. This is totally not going to happen, but the more I can get of that mixed match challenge type of chemistry, the happier I'd be.
Yes.
I would love to see it. Not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen at all. No. They're not going to break kayfabe to this degree on WrestleMania right. where Alexa's top heel in the women's division on Raw.
I know. Yeah, fat shaming people. Like, and it's then, not going to
happen. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Exactly. It's too charming. Number three.
Three.
Kurt Hawkins. They've been making a story.
He's main eventing main event these days, isn't he?
He's the main event of main event, and his losing streak
is over 180 matches at this point.
184, 5, something like that. And yeah, I think having him finally get the big win with Braun Strowman, who's basically a license to pin people, I think Kurt Hawkins would be a great partner. You know, you'd have to worry about would Kurt Hawkins' curse transfer over to their team. Their first outing might be their last outing, but I would love to see Kurt Hawkins pick up a win finally as a tag team.
Well, that could be an interesting story. Is, you know, Braun will get the win at Mania and win the belts for him, and then every match thereafter until they lose will be the story of Braun Strowman saving his partner
mm-hmm.
from defeat
mm-hmm.
so they can retain those titles.
Well, that also, but also if Kurt Hawkins wants to try to continue a singles run, Braun can maybe coach him in how to be dominant monster.
Yeah.
I think that could be a lot of fun, too. I think that Kurt Hawkins, just think about Kurt Hawkins. I think this dude has all the charisma in the world. It's kind of a bummer that, I mean, they saddled him with that weird face the facts
terrible
thing.
Gimmick.
Yeah, it was not. It was like a play off the Chuck Norris facts. Mm-hmm. It was silly. And it really killed him out the gate. And then they put him on. At least, I say this, at least the man is still booked. He's booked to lose, but they've made that into a story.
Yeah.
And whenever you have a story, you're on decent ground.
Yeah.
But I like, you know, he's Kurt Hawkins really does have the potential to do some really amazing comedy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, you know, some people have comedic timing and like a certain voice that just works for comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's one of those guys who I think if he's given some good material, he already has some good comic timing down.
Oh, yeah,
we've
agreed.
Seen that
agreed,
before.
Yeah.
And so to put him in a bigger spotlight, I think it'd be a good move.
Yeah, me too.
Number two.
And also, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. The crowd would pop if he finally won a match.
Oh, big time. It would just add, it would add a layer of popping to Braun Strowman.
Yes.
Number two.
Two.
No one. He really should do this by himself. This would be so huge. The only concern that I would have if he gets those tag titles himself is how long would that kind of be burying the tag division?
Yeah. During our Raw recap, someone brought the idea of maybe Authors of Pain
mm-hmm.
being brought up after Mania to mm-hmm. challenge him for the tag titles. And there you have Authors of Pain, who is pretty much two Braun Strowmans, the tag team.
Yeah.
So that makes sense for them to be called up, defeat Braun. Those tag titles instantly establishes them
mm-hmm.
as a major force, but since Braun just lost to two giant men, it doesn't really hurt him a whole lot.
That's true. I wonder if we're entering into a phase right now, though. So I totally understand that we just saw Roman pin Braun at Elimination Chamber. I do kind of wonder if that's going to be the last time we see somebody pin Braun for a little while.
Could be.
I think that Braun, and I mentioned this during the recap as well, that Braun winning the tag titles would probably be transitionary for Authors of Pain. That would totally make sense. But this next person that we're about to announce is not our number one, clear and away, would be the ideal guy to eat the pin, keep Braun looking even stronger than if he did get beat by two big Brauns.
Yes.
So we'll get right to that. Number one.
One.
Elias.
This makes all the sense in the world.
This is a match made in heaven.
It really is.
Braun could find kinship with Elias because of their Symphony of Destruction match.
Yes.
And I don't know what other storyline reasons they would have to pair them. It makes all the sense in the world. Elias hasn't been announced to be doing anything at Mania.
Exactly, and they're not going to keep him, who's one of their hottest stars on Raw. I mean, we thought it'd be great if he were to host the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that'd be
awesome.
Yeah. That's still a great idea.
Yeah, sure.
But if that doesn't happen, you got to have him pair him up with Braun to take on Thibar.
Here's one of the great things. And number one, you're right. Elias, if they wanted to use Braun and Elias in a short-term storyline where they had the titles, transition to Authors of Pain, which I think is probably going to happen, Elias can eat the pin, Braun keeps on looking strong, and then that, mm-hmm. that puts Braun and Elias back into a thing mm-hmm. because, you know, you let me down. However, in the meantime, while they had the titles, Elias's massive ego being checked constantly by Braun, and then Braun maybe even coming around to appreciating Elias is a story that must be told.
Even just a little
even
bit.
Even just a little bit of validation.
I know.
That's, and then Elias.
Build the story up to the point where they have one duet.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the next match, they lose.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Right when they get on the same page, simpatico, they lose. That would be worth it alone, and that's something everybody would want to see. That would be your main event segment every single episode.
Yeah.
It would be fantastic.
Yeah, I think that'd be spectacular.
It has to be. It makes every sense in the world.
It does. It must be Elias.
It has to be Elias.
It has to be Elias.
Make it happen.
Make it so.
Make it happen, Kurt Angle.
Yeah, come on, Kurt Angle. Do your job.
Come on, Kurt. I know you have a match to worry about, but this is more important.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, that's who we feel should tag team with Braun Strowman at WrestleMania. Let us know what you guys think in the comments. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.